the main gallery. Now used as an art gallery presenting 8 to 10 shows each year, this space was the kitchen in both its home and hotel phases. Though so far removed from its original function, it still retains the outline of its origins. The unique ceiling was designed to allow smoke and hot air to rise and escape through a capped vent. To increase the cooking and service area, the 1920s renovation enclosed the wide porches around three-quarters of the domestic kitchen and also created a sunken passageway linking the kitchen to the hotel wing to accommodate room service. Originally, there was a steep back staircase in this area, and the children were always required to use it, according to Miss Margaret, except on Sundays and after our evening baths. In the mid-1930s, Jesse J. Aaron was the hotel baker, specializing in, according to him, bread and biscuits and cornbread and pie. At the late age of 81, he began creating wood sculpture and became a renowned folk artist, now in prestigious museums and collections. It seems fitting that the old kitchen where he worked is now the art gallery where his nationally recognized work has been displayed on several occasions. Enjoy the artwork at your leisure and press #30 if you would like to hear more about the current exhibit. When you're ready to move on, turn right, enter the history room, and press #16.